children can now get the vaccine. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The CDC has approved COVID-19 vaccines for infants as young as 6 months, toddlers, and preschoolers. The move clears the way for shots as early as next week, with up to 18 million children eligible. Millions of doses have already been ordered for distribution nationwide. Customs and Border Patrol officials say 50 people on the U.S. terror watch list have been caught at the southern border this year.
Former ICE Director Tom Homan says this should raise red flags big time. He says bad actors know now's the time to try to sneak through.
This president has created a border crisis, an immigration crisis. When you do that, that causes 70% of the border patrol to be off the line. 70%. That's when the drugs flow through that killed 100,000 Americans. And that's when the terrorists come across.
The main numbers are out. That is the highest in DHS history. It's the third month in a row we've set a new record. So when you look at the bigger picture, there have now been more than 1.5 million illegal crossings since October.
Fox's Bill Malusian in Hidalgo, Texas. The AAA reports gas prices today average $4.98 a gallon nationwide, down a penny from yesterday. U.S. Oil and Gas Association President Tim Stewart blames the Biden administration for the high prices.
And that's what they were made that very clear. No more fossil fuels. We're going to move this complete transition to renewables. And then they sent this message to Wall Street, which was basically, you need to start debanking any investment in the oil and gas and in the refining industry.
President Biden blames oil companies, saying they're intentionally keeping production low, a claim those companies deny. The price of Bitcoin has fallen below $20,000 for the first time since late 2020. The cryptocurrency news site CoinDesk reports it plunged by as much as 12% in the latest sign the sell-off in cryptocurrencies is deepening. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
PBS NewsHour commentator and columnist Mark Shields has died from kidney failure at his home in Chevy Chase, Maryland. Shields was 85. A Texas mother is charged with falsely claiming her 2-year-old daughter accidentally shot and killed herself.
35-year-old Jessica Cantu was charged with endangering a child last week. The San Antonio Sheriff's Office says she claimed the child shot herself, but an autopsy determining that wasn't the case. The report concluding the gun was fired from a distance and not close proximity. Cantu's boyfriend was also arrested, and police say he owned the gun. More charges are possible against the couple. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Championship gets underway soon.
Riding a 6-game winning streak in the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Colorado Avalanche gets set to host Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final in Denver this evening. The Avalanche won Game 1 in sudden-death overtime Wednesday against the 2-time defending cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning. Tampa has played from behind this postseason. In the Eastern Conference Finals, the Lightning lost the first 2 games before they won 4 straight against the New York Rangers. Stanley Cup Final Game 2 faces off 8 o'clock Eastern Time tonight in Denver. Then the series goes to Tampa for Game 3 Monday. Jared Max, Fox News.
The NYPD has implemented a new kind of dog to their canine unit.
The NYPD is the only police department in the world that uses these new transit enhanced detection dogs, also known as TRED. And they add an extra layer of protection and make the regular bomb sniffing dog even more impressive. This was created by the NYPD. The department actually worked with a private tech company to create a special dog harness, which is equipped with electronics. So those sensors inside of that harness enable the canine officer to detect radiation and other chemical or biological agents that a dog's nose just can't. NYPD Lieutenant John Pappas tells us that the tech advancement was necessary in the fight against terrorism.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in New York. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.